Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21. As we conclude our series on the heart tonight, actually, this is the completion of this series. Wednesday night, we're in the book of Hosea, and Wednesday night's message from the book of Hosea is on a divided heart. I thought that was neat how the Lord orchestrated that. I didn't plan it. The Lord just put that together. And maybe we won't get to that. We'll see how that goes. Not a lengthy message tonight. I want us to spend some time in prayer for revival tonight, as we've done on a number of Sunday nights. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21 says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." You ever walked into a control room of some large plant? All those buttons are just set at a different level for whatever is necessary. And if you mess those buttons up, somebody's not going to be happy. Matter of fact, depending on who it is and what the circumstances, somebody may not have electricity, or they may not have the right heat, or may not have the right sound. Right, Brother Nathan? Leave his buttons alone. Yeah, see? That's good. And you know, there are many devices. Not knowing how to use those can be a problem. And your heart is filled with those. And in a world in which people want to tell us, just follow your heart. God says, what? The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Because we've learned earlier that you can't trust your heart, right? It's deceitful. It's desperately wicked. So tonight we want to look at the conduct of the heart. The conduct of the heart. And we'll look at a number of things, but here's what I really want you to see. Our heart tells us who we really are. Our heart tells us who we really are. Therefore, we must seek after God. Let's pray together. Father, as we open your word tonight and move through these scripture passages, may the word of God do its job in convicting hearts and challenging us where necessary, shoring up those areas that need to be. May you be exalted as we have this final message in preparing our hearts for what you want to do next week. May we not wait until the evangelist gets here to be ready, but may we get ready before he ever arrives on the scene. We love you tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'll look at a number of things tonight. Number one, we want to see that true character comes from the heart. The Bible says in a number of places, in Genesis chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, it says, "He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." This is referring to that time when he was lied to. He thought really she was not. She was a sister instead of a wife. And he said, "But in the integrity of my heart," he says that twice in that passage of Scripture. In Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 8, it says, "And foundest his heart faithful before thee." In 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "And in uprightness of heart with thee." In 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 4, it says, "In the integrity of my heart." As we are true internally, it expresses itself externally. What we really are internally is going to come out. We'll look at that in a couple of other places. So true character comes from it. We can be something outwardly for a while, but it's not long before the true character of who we really are exhibits itself. And that comes from the heart. Number two, the Bible tells us that spirituality comes from the heart. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29, "If thou seek him with all thine heart and with all thy soul." In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29, "Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart." In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6, it says, "And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live." In 2 Samuel chapter 7, in verse 27, it says, "Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee." In 1 Kings chapter 8, in verse 61, it says, "Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord." In 2 Chronicles chapter 17, in verse 6, "And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and the groves out of Judah." In Psalms chapter 11, in verse 2, it says, "They that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart." Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 14, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways." You see how that spirituality comes from within heart. Acts chapter 8 and verse 21, Paul making an accusation says, "Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." Spirituality comes from the heart. Deeply connected to that is number three, meditation comes from the heart. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 39, "Know therefore this day and consider it in thine heart." In Psalms chapter 19 and verse 14, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Though the word heart is not used in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 and Psalms chapter 1 and verse 2, it tells us that when we meditate upon the Word of God, our lives will be successful and be fruitful. In Psalms chapter 49 and verse 3, it says, "My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding." When we meditate upon the Word of God, it changes us. And God tells us to do that. That's an internal thing. So our true character comes from it. Our spirituality comes from it. Our meditation comes from it. Really, the crux of the message tonight is, number four, our heart reveals what you really are. The Bible has a lot to say about this. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "To know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." That passage of Scripture specifically referring to God putting them in the wilderness for 40 years. He said, "I want to know what you're really made of." It reveals what you are. Joshua chapter 14 and verse 7, "As the spies came back, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart," Caleb reports in Joshua chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31 says, "That he might know all that was in his heart." The passage we read tonight, Proverbs 19, 21, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand." Proverbs 27 and verse 19, As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And perhaps the strongest verses on this subject in the Word of God is found in Matthew chapter 12. Verse 34 and 35, Jesus says, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." What's God telling us? Your heart reveals who you really are. And it's only a matter of time that you can cover it up. It's going to be exposed. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 19, Jesus says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man." Jesus said, it's not what you put into your mouth that defiles a man. It's what comes out of the heart, because it's revealing who you really are. Again, Luke chapter 6 and verse 45 says much the same thing. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. So your heart really reveals who you are. We can, as I've said, kind of cover it up a little bit. We can maybe put icing on it a little bit. But ultimately, it's going to reveal what it really is. So what is your heart saying to you? Because that's your true nature. And if we're honest, there are times when our heart is evil. And you say, how could I have thought that? How could I even want to do that or whatever? You're like, Lord, that's the wrong way to think. That's because we have an evil heart. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but number five, our heart can be divided. In Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse or chapter 10 and verse 12, God tells Israel that they're to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 13, same thing, with all of your heart. In Deuteronomy 13 and verse 3, with all your heart. In Psalms chapter 86 and verse 11, it says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Psalms chapter 12 and verse 2, they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The message that I'll preach on Wednesday night is taken from the text in Hosea chapter 10 and verse 2. Their heart is divided. Is your heart divided today? You're trying to vacillate back and forth between two opinions, as Elijah told the people. Hey, if God's God, then serve Him. If Baal's God, serve Him. Stop flopping back and forth between the two. Don't have a divided heart. Be singly focused on all that God wants to do. Number six, we've touched on this already, but our heart communicates. Our heart communicates. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 17, and said in his heart. In Genesis chapter 25 and verse 45, and before I had done speaking in my heart. Deuteronomy 9 and verse 4, speak not thou in thine heart after the Lord thy God. Genesis 27, 41, and Esau said in his heart. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 17, if thou shalt say in thy heart. In other words, our heart is going to reveal who we really are, but it can communicate without us saying anything with our mouth. We do that all the time. There's an element in which you're doing it right now. It's true. You're communicating internally. What's for supper? What time is he going to be done? Wonder what's on TV tonight. Wonder how long it'll take me to drive home. Wonder what I'm doing tomorrow. Wonder what I'm wearing to work tomorrow. Did I get my homework assignment done? I say, Pastor, you're pretty good at that. I know, because I struggle with that too. But we do that, don't we? I'm glad some of you are honest. Our heart does communicate. So where's your heart tonight? How spiritual is your heart? I'm not asking you how spiritual you appear to be. How spiritual is your heart? That which is really you. On what does your heart meditate? What's it churning over all the time internally? What do you spend a lot of time on? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you have a divided heart? Are you still trying to hold on to something over here and wanting God to? Doesn't work that way. House divided against itself cannot stand. What is your heart communicating? We can say one thing with our lips, but our heart is what's really happening. So tonight, when you check up on your real spiritual condition, it's what your heart's communicating. Have you searched it? Have you asked God to search it? Find out what's really taking place there. God would love to cleanse it. He says that He can do that. Matter of fact, in the passage in Jeremiah 17, the very next verse says, I, God, I know the heart. I can search the heart. I know how to solve those problems. And I'm grateful that He does know how to do that. I'm grateful that the Word of God can pierce even dividing asunder of soul and spirit and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Can get right down to where we need. And that's why this book is so important that we spend daily time in it. Because our heart is desperately wicked. Are you going to trust what your heart is telling you? Are you going to trust what God's Word is telling you? When I'm confused and it seems like, what does God's Word say? Allow it to be the compass that guides you. Will you examine tonight your own heart? And be honest before God. We must seek Him. Because our heart tells us who we really are. We got 6 more days to get ready to root out that which should not be there. So that next Sunday morning when we walk in here, we know there's nothing between my soul and the Savior. And when guests walk on this campus who are desperately looking for the answers that we know God's Word can give them, we can give it to them with a completely clean heart. That's what God wants to do. And when revival starts individually, then it will automatically go corporately. That's what God is asking us to do. So as we've done in the past, I'd like for us just to take a few moments before the piano comes or anybody and just bow before God and say, okay, God, what's up with my heart? Maybe you need to get on your knees or just stay there. Lord, what is my heart communicating tonight? Will you search me and know what's really happening? Just a few moments and we'll divide up and do some revival praying. But right now, just ask God to do a work in your own heart.